Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios at WSU Vancouver, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. And here's Wham to sing for you. I'm not talking this up, actually, because they already started singing. So I'm not sure why I'm doing the whole DJ thing, but here you go. I can't believe we haven't used this as an intro before.
It's kind of crazy that we haven't.
Wasn't this a great idea?
It was pretty good.
I think it was. If you dare, go ahead and call us at 360-546-9500. Nobody does that.
No.
And I still don't know if I know how to use the phone. Test me. I want everybody to test me and make sure that I know how to use this telephone.
We need you to call us so that way we can figure out if it's working or not.
Yeah, because they wrote up instructions for us and they're not here. Oh well, maybe we should just get those instructions again, but we might never use them anyway, so yeah. It doesn't matter. We are joined by a very special guest in the studio, not necessarily famous, but maybe this could be his, I turned that off too early, whatever, professionalism. Maybe this could be your gateway to fame or something, or our gateway to fame, I don't know, but we are joined by one Mr. Kevin, do you care if I use your last name?
Go for it.
Oh, Kevin Alvarez, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
So you came over to the KOUG open house. And you were basically just like, I want to be on this thing?
Or yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, I came to the open house. Steve showed me around the office and showed me some of the cool little equipment you got. And then I remember listening to you guys on a Friday afternoon around this time.
Yeah. Awesome.
And you guys said some funny stuff. And I was like,
well, we do like to think that we do that sometimes. Yeah. We like to try and say some funny things. And feel free to jump in at any time, whatever. This is a very free form thing. It doesn't really matter what happens on here. So yeah. we're just gonna riff and you can play along. Sound cool?
That sounds great.
All right. So I had kind of an awful morning this morning. I did this to myself, honestly. Wait, what? Okay. You're giving me hand signals. Turn the what down?
You're way in the red.
What? No, that's me. Yeah, I know. I'm watching me, but I thought you meant yours.
No.
Okay. Behind the scenes, guys.
Yeah.
I gave myself a very awful morning this morning. I was as you know, I have very big problems waking up in the morning. I will refuse to do it because that is not what human beings were meant to do. They were meant to.
If he does get up in the mornings, he's very grumpy.
Just let me just stay in until noon, and life will be fine, and everyone else will be happy too because I just won't be grumping at them for the entire day. But I decided to try and do something about it, and I think I might be regretting this decision. It all comes down to one little app that I installed on my phone.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember what it's called. I will find it so maybe people can put themselves through the same torture that I'm putting myself through.
Is it one of
those
sleep app whatever things where they have the different wavelengths?
What?
There's the
like
ones...
it measures your brain waves or something?
Or it like puts out like different frequency levels, you know, noises, so it's supposed to help.
Oh, like
you know,
a white noise thing? No. This isn't,
okay.
it doesn't make it, it's not making it more difficult to wake up. It is actually waking me up. This is an alarm app called Wake Me Up. Simple as that. I can't believe I didn't think of it.
Is that where the intro inspiration came from?
No, I just like the song. Boy, that was a good coincidence. Thank you for picking up on the coincidence. I never would have even noticed that. Jeez, dumb. Anyway, I installed this app, and what you have to do, one of its biggest features, is in order for the app to turn off, you have to get up out of bed and take a certain amount of steps before the alarm will turn off.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It is
kind of...
Does
it work off like the GPS or something?
It just does it... it just does it by your natural walking rhythm, so it knows when the phone moves a certain amount and then stops a certain way, it knows that that's a step. And it knows it so well that you can't just take the phone and shake it to count its steps, which is what I tried doing when it started going off. I started cheating to try and bypass the steps, and I got it down to 12, and then it says, stop shaking. And so I actually had to get up out of bed and start walking in circles to make this alarm stop, but then it got stuck at two steps, and it wouldn't finish those two steps no matter how many times I kept walking around in circles. It was awful. But it woke me up. Just
jumping around your room, hopping and skipping and all that stuff.
I did not have the energy for that. Are you kidding me? I was ready to just fall asleep on the floor again after that was done.
Well, I figured the dedication of trying to go back to sleep would make you go to extreme circumstances.
Yeah, maybe, but then that just makes you more awake, and then it gets harder to go back to sleep. Yeah, maybe it's better to go back to sleep after that, because I read about something. Have you ever heard of lucid dreaming?
I have, yeah. And that's, they have some apps that are supposed to be that help induce that sort of thing.
For those of you who don't know, lucid dreaming is when you have a dream that you can control.
Kind of like Inception style.
Except your ideas aren't being stolen and you aren't accompanied by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, yeah, because you're not sharing your dream with people.
You
but...
could be accompanied by Leonardo DiCaprio if you so desired. Whatever your brain can think of, it can happen. Don't let you
create and perceive the world.
Just keep it out of the gutter. That's all we ask. I've heard that when you wake up, like in the middle of the night, and then try going back to sleep, like right around 2 a.m. And then you try going back to sleep, apparently that's supposed to be the best time for lucid dreaming. Somehow waking up and going back to sleep reinforces the ability to do that. I'm not sure why.
Or advocating trying. I'm sure you're not.
Well, no. Why would I advocate that? I am the advocate for as much sleep as possible, not waking up at 2 a.m. to try and possibly fly over the skyscrapers of Manhattan. To me, that's not worth it. I like sleep.
Especially since you may not even remember your dream.
I know. What's the point of that? I prefer sleeping than giving myself the imaginary ability to be Han Solo. Does that mean my priorities are out of whack? They might be.
I don't know. It depends on how badly you want it.
How badly I want to be Han Solo?
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Okay.
Lifelong dream, can you say? Yeah, I think that's my lifelong dream. But, you know, the whole getting a warp drive is a problem. I also need to find a Wookiee best friend. I don't think you're willing to undergo genetic mutation for that.
Probably not.
Darn it.
I don't think you can accomplish all that in one night's dream anyway.
Well... I mean, how does dream time work anyway? What was Inception's formula for that?
Inception was basically saying whatever the time dilation is 10 times. So if you're in there for, you know...
If I'm asleep for 1 minute, there's 10 minutes passing in my dream.
Exactly. Or if you're there for an hour, you're there for 10 hours.
Yeah, that's not quite long enough. I'd have to do the Rick and Morty thing where you keep going into... the dreams of people inside your dream to keep lengthening the time. So
yeah,
that...
and that's what they're saying in Inception. If you go into a second level of dream, it's compounded. So, you know, 1 minute in the second level.
Have you
one
ever
minute
done
in
that?
Real...
Have you ever been a couple layers deep in a dream on accident?
I've been two.
Really?
Yeah, it's been weird.
Were you, what was happening in the two dreams? Were they really similar?
Remember. No, they were like really different.
Oh, you don't remember them at all?
Not really.
Man.
I always forget too. I just wake up and I remember for a second, and then it's just like, oh, I had a dream last night. I have no idea what it was.
There's a couple of them that I do remember fairly vividly, and I can describe them with some detail. Probably the clearest one in my head was the time that I was a Jedi Knight, like, no joke. But then somehow towards the end of the dream, it started molding with an episode of Jimmy Neutron, because what was happening was... I was a Jedi Knight, and I had to save a planet, and what was happening to the planet was, you know, big ol' asteroid the size of Texas or something, I don't know, or whatever the Texas equivalent is in Star Wars, probably like, I don't know, a Star Destroyer, I guess. There's a Star Destroyer crashing into the planet, let's call it that. And what I had to do was put a whole bunch of magnets onto my X-Wing and repel the asteroid using magnets, which is an episode of Jimmy Neutron. Which I don't
do
know.
Believe if you remember it.
You've seen that episode?
I think I've seen it.
Okay, good. Then we're on the same page here. That was probably one of the best dreams I've had, because I was basically a mirror image of Obi-Wan Kenobi in that dream. Beard and everything.
I was gonna say.
Like, that's the only time I've had... Oh, that's so sad. The only time I've ever had a full beard is in my dreams.
Yeah, or facial hair that's measured.
Yeah, I shaved this morning, actually, and I'm wondering if I should've. Because I could've brought it in here as, like, a growth sample, because what I shaved off today was about a week's worth of quote-unquote beard. Not real beard, but sort of real beard. It was about, I don't know, get like a quarter inch long? Is that bad? Or am I getting anywhere in terms of beard growth, or am I still at like a dead stop here?
Yeah, no, not really. You're still about the 12-year-old stage.
Yeah, you look like you've never had a beard before.
Well, I've certainly tried.
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on.
He's almost genetically incapable.
Well, when I say that I shaved off a beard today, that beard, the word beard is heavily quoted, quotation marks, like 5 times on both ends. And so it was just like really just a few hairs that managed to get long. That's what it was. It's not like all on the cheeks.
It was just like the couple loose hairs.
I know.
Just kind of twink, you know. Were they more like a blonde color, or were they actually still bright red?
No, they were red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
I'm just red and white all over.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know, what is that, a newspaper? Something like that. Some joke.
Why is
that
your newspaper all red?
No, newspaper is black and white and red all over.
Yeah.
Hey, what's blue and smells like red paint?
Blue paint.
Oh, you knew that one.
Yes, that's an old one.
Okay. Did you hear about the two guys that stole a calendar?
I'm sure I've heard this one, but go ahead and fill me in anyways.
They each got 6 months.
Nice.
I read a really horrible joke thread the other day, okay. And I probably shouldn't get into that. Ooh, I wanted to write a piece for this. I didn't end up having time for it, but Kevin, little known fact about us, sometimes we talk about it on the show. We work in the same grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay. So often we do like to share stories about events going on in the grocery store
environment.
Idiots we
have to deal with, et cetera.
What grocery store do you work at?
The
it's
Safeway
Walmart,
at the Safeway at Woodland.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know, swing by or something. I don't care. But
he's a checker. I work in produce. So
sometimes our stories aren't totally relatable because it involves coworkers usually. But this one is a direct customer interaction. And I think you know where this is going, because a customer did yell at me on, I think this was, did I last work? I think that was Tuesday.
We've been having some grumpy customers lately.
Really?
Once you finish, I'll tell you one that actually happened on Monday.
Okay, so here's what this guy was doing. He comes through with all of his normal groceries and a six-pack of beer. And he looks like that he was an ex-drummer for Weezer. And the girl that he's with looks like he abducted her from a Chinese daycare. Of course, meaning that I'm going to have to card both of them. She's standing over by the lottery machine, and I ask for his ID, and then I say, I'm going to have to see her ID, too. He pretty much gives me a blank look and says, that's my daughter. There's no way in... I can't. There's just no way that person could be her daughter. There's no way the two of them could be any more different. She's like 4 foot nothing. He's like 5 foot, who cares, and just a douche, really. What I wanted to do to him after this interaction was he was one of those people with gauges in their ears. Just think about doing this next time you want to get revenge on somebody. Like, take a physical feature for them and use it to your advantage, whether it be for insults or bodily harm, because this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to find him in the future and run up behind him with a padlock and just hook him through the gauge with it and run away.
I have wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Especially since master locks are really, really hard to get off. We found that out the hard way.
You basically need a team of firemen to get it done.
Yeah. No, I found that out. That's another work story I could tell.
Oh, the fireman came over? I think heard that one.
Yeah.
But, and I had a comeback, like, ready and chambered. You know how, like, sometimes you have a bad interaction with somebody, and then maybe a few minutes later you think of a comeback for it?
Perfect thing to say.
That did not happen to me. I had one ready to go. It was chambered and pointed right at this a-hole's face, ready to go. And I didn't let it go. He said, quote-unquote, if you were in my shoes, you would be pissed too. And I wanted to say to him, well, if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't be yelling at the guy who controls where your bread goes. Because the only thing that I wanted to do in that moment was take his loaf of bread and just put it right underneath that six-pack of beer. And just squish it so slowly. Yeah. Flat sandwiches for the rest of the week. Yeah. You tard. Anyway, that was what happened to me. What happened to you? You had a grumpy person?
No, it wasn't actually directly me. I actually heard about it when I came in on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, there was some old lady or something like that that got super mad and grumpy at Jolene in the floral department.
Huh.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh.
This isn't totally new.
No. She was dealing with other customers, and like this lady apparently was like yelling at her like 5 times, because apparently she decided she wanted to be first now because, you know,
Oh, she was a line cutter?
Pretty much, yeah. Jolene was in the process of helping other people.
Okay.
And so basically,
every time you say Jolene, I think of the Dolly Parton song. I'll find it for
okay,
you.
Okay, sorry.
Keep going.
And so eventually, apparently after like she supposedly was like yelling at her like for the fifth time, this lady was telling, you know, this, not Jolene. She came around into the floral kiosk, which not supposed to do in the first place. And then
oh, she walked behind the counter?
She walked into the little floral kiosk and hit Jolene.
What?
Yeah.
Like with her purse or just bare hands?
No, just like punched her in the arm or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Jolene, Jolene. This is a good song, seriously. Yeah. And I've heard a version of it where it's like slowed down and it still sounds really good. Just a little creepy. Mm-hmm. But wow. Physical assault is not something that I've heard of
in the story. I told Jolene, if anything like that ever happened, hit back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have the right to, I think. But what does management do at that point? Because they've got weird policies about how you can't chase after shoplifters.
You can ask them to leave the store. I know that.
What, like with the stuff they're carrying?
No, because just basically say you need to leave now.
Huh.
You know, you don't get to shop here anymore.
See, if you can do that to shoplifters, shouldn't we be able to do that to rude customers?
I think the managers can do that in the past.
The managers?
Yeah, the managers.
Not me.
Because I remember, no, we can't because, we don't. Because Pete did that to a couple people that were harassing the deli staff when he was around.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's basically saying, one of them, he said they couldn't come in anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or the deli, these, you know, we can't help you anymore.
Okay. And we're done here. Time for you to leave.
You can come in and give us your money, but we're not going to do anything for you, period.
Huh.
And then the other person, he was basically saying, they'll do the bare minimum. They'll get you the food you need, but they are not expected to do anything more for you.
What did they want? Like favors?
Them to basically, I want to, some chicken strips. So go in there and fry up some chicken strips now for me or something like that.
Like they wanted fresh chicken strips?
Yeah, or something like that, for example. They wanted, they were super picky in particular.
I mean,
and really grumpy when they're saying, sorry, we can't do that.
Here's something that people should probably understand when they're going to any sort of deli or any establishment like that. One, people probably don't like their jobs that much.
No.
So maybe just give them a little bit of an easier time or they will throw cooking oil on you. Two.
Or spit in your rice bowl or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that might have happened in our deli. I'm not sure. Like, can you think of some people that might have done that?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
I can. I know I
can. I'm sure it's happened at least once or in a sandwich or something.
And then two, like, don't expect the quality of food that you're getting from a deli to be, like, restaurant grade.
No, don't expect to, go in and expect your burrito to be,
No. You should know that when you go to a chain, you kind of have an idea of the food that they're serving, unless there's like some chance that you've never been there before. Like,
right.
I haven't actually ever been to a Carl's Jr. That's still
it's okay. It's not that great.
I've mentioned it before, and it still hasn't changed for me.
Yeah.
I could see him across the street, and I'm just like, okay. Starfish is kind of creepy, but is it a starfish?
I think
it's just
a star.
Oh, okay.
It was weird because their chicken nuggets used to be that shape, too.
I wonder if their logo has a name. Like, you know how McDonald's...
It's Carl.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh. You know what they...
I'm making that up.
You know the Carl's Juniors on the East Coast are called Hardee's?
Interesting.
Yeah. Hardees. It was really weird seeing the commercials for that because they were exactly the same as the ones that they run over here on the West Coast, but they put Hardee's on the end of it.
Do they still have the mascot guy?
The mascot guy?
Yeah. Or Jack. Do they got him?
Oh, no. That's Jack in the Box. That's Jack in the Box. Not Carl's Jr. is the weird little cartoon star.
Yeah.
And I think he might be, I don't know if he has a name though. I was going to Google this. Carl's Jr. If you just put in JR, is it going to figure it out? Oh yeah. Awesome. And then I look up logo and then I can't find anything. Whatever. That was fruitless. But anyway, logo, mascot, same. It's not technically a mascot cause he doesn't talk. Does
That's
he?
True.
I think for something to be a mascot, it has to have some sort of animation to it. Not
or physical quality to it.
It has to move or talk or something.
Right.
If it just sits there like a bump on a log, I don't really think
it
counts.
It's a logo.
Yeah, at that point, the little star guy is just a logo.
Right.
I see.
I don't know, but I don't know. So you've been there before and it's not like...
It's not that great.
It's not all that. I had a desire to go there. several years ago because they were using bikini models to sell their burgers.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely works.
I think they still have those.
Are they still running them?
It seems like a couple companies have tried doing that, I think.
Oh, but other ones, not Crust.
Yeah. Well, then I think Burgerville tried, or Burger King tried doing it once a while ago. No. I don't know.
Burger King can't do it because they've integrated the King figure into it too much that people would just
the King rubbing suntan lotion.
Okay, well maybe if they did that.
Apparently, the old King was way creepier than the new King.
Oh, there was a different version of the Burger King.
Yeah, there's been a different version of the Burger King and Ronald McDonald.
Nuh-uh. Yeah, I thought they were just like
they're the same character, but they've gone over like a major remodel or a makeover, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Like, type in old Burger King or something like that.
Well, do you mean the original? Were there several different versions or just like
I don't know.
Jumps from one to the other?
I don't know because I know a couple years ago they did a rating of the creepiest mascots
for
chains. And Ronald McDonald, there was like old Ronald McDonald, new Burger King, old Burger King, old Ronald McDonald.
Really?
And then I think somebody else beat that.
Man, I'm trying to find... Ha! What? Okay, I found a picture of one of the first TV ads for McDonald's. It's kind of a small picture, but it's pretty much what would happen if you took the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz and smeared tomato paste on his face and then replaced his nose with a paper cup and then put a weird box on his head. That's what you get. That is kind of, I don't know if that's really creepy. That just looks like a bad mascot.
Yeah, I don't even understand what.
Like somebody just grabbed a bunch of things from the restaurant and then they decided to put them on this guy's face.
Yeah.
Here's Ronald McDonald. Why is he wearing a garbage can on his nose?
Yeah,
doesn't matter, Timmy.
Dumped his head in the garbage can and that's what happened when they pulled him out.
Have you ever seen the Rad Omen music video?
The Rad Omen?
It's called the Rad Anthem. I definitely suggest looking that up if you're interested in the what are they, mascots or...
Oh, just...
Icons, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just pretty much a bunch of these, the Burgerville, the KFC guy, the McDonald guy.
I've just skipped about 30 seconds in. This looks pretty awesome already. Because, what is it? They're like, what kind of genre is this? Is this music? Because maybe I'll play a little bit. Hold on. Whoops. Don't want to drop this computer. That's definitely electronic. But looking at this, it looks like it could work for both electronic music
and...
It's
like Colonel Sanders is like just sticking his finger in some coke or something like that.
Everybody's doing coke in this video.
Yeah. It's that Jack just going down to do
the
a
Burger
line.
King guy looks like Jesus. So...
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're having a great time.
I like this song, too.
I kind of want to just do this for Halloween.
That would be pretty funny.
Just go around as a bunch of fast food. Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm growing my beard out right now, so you can be Burger King.
You'd be the Burger King. I think you're tall enough to be Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
And how big are your feet?
Size 12.
Yeah, definitely Ronald McDonald, because I think you can get, like, shoe extensions for clowns.
Clown shoes, yeah.
And then, so who am I? Am I Jack? From Jack in the Box, or
maybe
you could be Wendy.
That's true. That's good. That's good.
Fine. I do love Wendy's though. Like, oh god. And what did they?
Or you could be Hamburglar. I don't know.
Yeah, if you actually look in there is a Wendy. It's what's his name? He's a famous actor.
Wait, what?
He's
there's a guy playing.
There's
Wendy.
A man playing.
Yeah, you know him. He's on like Reno 911.
Oh,
gosh,
what's his
name?
What's his character in Reno 911?
I've only watched like one or two episodes a long time ago.
He's grandma's boy guy. He has the car. What else is he in? He's in lots of movies.
Let's see. I have no idea. Well, there's two different versions of Reno 911.
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. He played Wendy. Like, was it for an ad or
what's
was
his name Nick? Is it Nick?
I don't know.
Nick. If I look up Nick Wendy, you think I'll find it? Nick,
type in.
You're just gonna get random.
Nick Lachey?
No.
Oh, this came up for I don't know. Let's see. Nick Lachey love song Wendy's pretzel bacon cheeseburger. I don't know.
Type in Grandma's Boy cast.
Grandma's Boy cast. Okay.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters. He plays Wendy in that music video. It's hilarious.
Okay. There's here's a guy, Nick Swartzen.
That guy, yeah.
He played Wendy?
Yeah.
Like, for his own little ad, or he did it for Wendy's?
No,
or what
he did
happened?
It in that music video. It's hilarious.
Oh, wait. In the one that we were watching?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't been watching it. It's still been playing in the background.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could probably, I'd have to buy a white suit, but maybe Colonel Sanders, too. Don't need a real beard for that.
No, I was going to say, you can, you know, sticker on a mustache.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that hard. And, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'd be easier for me to be Ronald McDonald rather than you, but probably. I'm not tall enough, so that's kind of a problem. We need more fast food mascots, I think. Or could we expand to cereal mascots, too? I totally call Captain Crunch if that's the case.
I was
going
to say Lucky.
Oh,
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, okay. Why does this have to be a race thing? It's always color with you. Okay, fine. I'll be Lucky from Lucky Charms. That totally works.
It does.
Captain Crunch is a fallback, though.
Okay.
It might be kind of an expensive uniform, but I could borrow something and it would work out. Who would Ben be? I think Ben could be Jack in the Box because he's probably a skinny dude, right?
Yeah.
I think it could work. And then Jared gets to be the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
And then Andrew gets to be, what's the purple guy from McDonald's?
Oh God, I can't remember.
I don't even know if he has a
name. Are we all just becoming the McDonald's cast now? Because there was like five or six of them, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was like a whole crew.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's.
And there was like the Hamburglar's girlfriend chick, I guess.
Hamburglar had a girlfriend?
I don't know. I thought there was some sort of girl. And then there was some duck lady.
I bet she was a whale. Let's be honest. I mean, if all the dude does is steal cheeseburgers,
yeah.
What's going to happen to his family? They're probably going to want a bit of that slice, you know? They're going to cut into the cheeseburger supply.
You're not supposed to get high on your own supply.
But the Hamburglar, you know. I mean, come on. He's not the skinniest dude to begin with. The only reason he kind of maintains his weight is because he's running around all the time stealing all those burgers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard life. I don't know. I wonder if there's a backstory to the Hamburglar.
Oh, I'm sure people have made it up.
I found an amazing, speaking of backstories, I found an amazing subreddit the other day ago. It's called Fan Theories. And it's just people coming up with their own theories to various series and how they end and just events that are happening. I'm looking at one right now. For the Star Wars saga, we should probably nerd fight about this.
Okay.
Anakin does bring balance to the Force. The Jedi just didn't understand the prophecy.
I thought that was the whole thing, was that technically he did. It just took six movies to do, apparently.
Well, I haven't read this one yet, but let's see. In the prequel movies, Anakin is labeled the Chosen One, who will bring balance to the Force, in keeping with some otherwise unexplored Jedi prophecy. Pretty straightforward theory. By the end of Revenge of the Sith, there are two Jedi left standing and two Sith. That is the balance that was prophesized, not the light side wins interpretation that the Jedi seem to
balance.
Be laboring under. They just have equal amount of good versus evil,
although,
and that counts as balance.
Although it'd be interesting to... Another alternate theory is that, you know, just Luke in general represents the balance, because he is... In some ways,
he's like tiptoeing the dark side line. I kind of want to, but I don't want to.
He's equal parts good and light.
I'm not touching you, Darth Vader. Not. And he's like 5 inches away from his face. That'd be fun to do to Darth Vader, even though he'd probably just kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Because he does have a lot of the, you know, the dark side or the anger bits, but then also he has the light side bits. So that'd be an interesting alternate theory to that.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know. I like the idea that they're just trying to eliminate the dark side completely, because why keep it around? You know? I mean, why would you keep Hitler around to bring balance to the world? That's not really going to work.
As long as you keep him on a leash and don't let him go too crazy.
Hitler on a leash? What, like you tie him up to a tree in the middle of, I don't know, capital Germany or something, and then people just throw books at him or something?
I don't know.
It could happen.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking, you know, I don't know.
But look, there's direct parallels between Hitler and Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
So why would you keep Darth Vader around? I think...
Because he's really cool.
Because he's like just a little good on the inside. No, he's gone a bit too far.
Yeah.
You've got to like try him for war crimes, at least.
Yeah.
People don't seem to...
Hitler was a bad guy, but he did make all the trains run on time. No, seriously, after Hitler came into power, Germany's, you know, transportation system was awesome.
Because the conductors thought they would die.
Yeah, well, if the trains all ran on time, they built all these freeways, which then was our inspiration for the interstate system.
That's poor management.
It is.
I'm sure you would operate really well at work if there was a threat of you dying or maybe just, like, losing your job if you screw up in one little way.
Yeah.
But do you really want to live with that cloud hanging over your head?
No, your life expectancy... just because the stress would probably kill you.
Your hair would be turning white now.
Yeah.
Like, that would be a big problem.
But no, what ultimately the point I was making was, yeah, there's bad guys, but they do have a little good side, apparently.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No. Not Darth Sidious. Like, he was all the way gone. There's no turning that guy back. Once he's already gotten his taste of power, so he's not going to – there's no changing that dude back. He's lost cause. Mm-hmm. There's not – Anakin's not going to be able to look at him and give him the Bambi eyes or when he's getting zapped into it infinitely, and then he's not going to be like, oh, Anakin, I'm so sorry. It's not going to happen.
No.
That's why you throw jerks like that into the reactor. Safest way to go about that. Throw Hitler into the reactor.
Yeah.
That's fine. I see no problem with that. Nope. There's another one that, let's see, they were, I was looking through the top posts, and some of them actually seemed, like, really plausible to me.
Right.
And I want to know what you think of them. Let's see, looking at one right here, Foster's Home of Imaginary Friends. You ever watched it?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Do you know the premise?
No.
Okay, so basically there is an orphanage for imaginary friends. Kids can dream them up. And then, boom, they have an imaginary friend, and it actually exists, and it's tangible.
Right.
So that means that, basically, you have a whole bunch of aliens wandering around. And sometimes the kids outgrow the imaginary friends, or they find it annoying, and they just don't want it anymore. And they drop it off at this house, and it's like a foster home for them. And sometimes they can be adopted by other people. And there's the lady that runs it, Mrs. Foster, and she has an assistant that helps her out all the time, and her name's Frankie. And somebody discovered one day when they were watching the show that the two of them are basically wearing the same outfit. So the theory goes that Mrs. Foster couldn't really run the house by herself, so she thought up of an imaginary friend that happened to look like a person to help run the whole business.
Yeah, I can see that.
It could totally work.
Yeah.
But they never mention it once in this series, but that would just be a cool little piece of knowledge to carry around with you as you're watching the movie.
Well, yeah, there's all sorts of different fan theories out there about movies, things that get hinted at but never touched.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes if they did touch on them, do you think it would make them better, or would people just call them out as being hacks?
I almost think it would take something away from the movie, because I think that's part of that people like is the ability to debate it and to think about it more. If everything was just handed to you, you'd be like, yeah, whatever. That's okay. Why a lot of people like Stanley Kubrick's work is because a lot of his movies are intentionally open-ended.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, 2001 A Space Odyssey, yeah.
Very much so.
Still very confused by that.
I still want to rewatch it.
I feel so dumb when I watch it, too. I feel like I should be getting something out of it, and then I finish it, and there's a baby floating in space, and it's like, who's going to get that baby?
Yeah, well, the thing is...
Somebody save that thing.
They actually said, Kubrick and Isaac Clarke, the guys who wrote the screenplay, they intentionally said, if you come out of the theater understanding what went on, you didn't see the same movie.
Okay, that seemed...
You obviously weren't paying attention.
That's kind of silly, then.
Yeah.
Because
the idea was they wanted people to continue talking about it after they left the theater. They wanted to go home and be standing around the fridge, you know, with their cookies and milk, talking about this movie they just saw and debating
it. What did this space baby mean?
Yeah.
Is the space baby a metaphor for death? That's so weird and
abstract,
though.
Or is it like,
though,
you know, more of a rebirth or a new stage in evolution?
I
don't know.
Sometimes I don't really like having open-ended conversations like that, because then that means that anything that you come up with could be the right answer.
Right.
Like, you could call the monolith is like, the monolith is capitalism, and the monkeys are doing, they want the capitalism, and then when they go in space, that's what happens when capitalism is awesome, but then the Hal turns on you, and then capitalism screws you over in the end, and that's bad. So, yeah, that could totally fit. Mm-hmm. Like, I just pulled that out of my butt.
Right.
Anybody could do that with that movie, but there's no, like, definitive lesson that's learned, and that just seems kind of silly to me.
Right.
I want to be able to watch a movie that has, like, a clear storyline and then make theories off of that.
Like Inception, for example.
Yeah.
The ending of that, I mean, there's huge amount of theories about that one. One of the ones that I thought was interesting was it actually was all a dream, but it was all in his wife's head.
Okay. Wait, no, because she died a few times. Remember? Like, he stabbed her, I think. And
no, she never actually, the only time she actually died was when everything started, you know, going crazy.
Yeah.
She only killed her once in the dream world and in the third dream world, and everything started going to hell after that.
But that's not how that works, though. I mean, I thought it was like you kill the person and then everybody just dies and they immediately go to limbo. It doesn't slowly crumble.
Yeah,
because
in the very first opening sequence in the little Asian castle thing, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was the dreamer in that
Asian
one.
Asian cat? That's racist. I'm pretty sure that's called a pagoda, dude. Come on.
I don't remember what the technical terms. I don't concern myself with fancy things.
I just like calling you out as racist and watching you fumble with it. It's fun. Anyway.
No, anyways. So in that place, it's Asian and it's a castle. What more do you want?
I want you to not be racist about it. That's what I want.
Okay, if I was saying everybody's running around in samurai outfits, that'd be a bit racist.
No, they've evolved since then, man. No. They got suits.
Yeah, but
suits are the new samurai suit.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But it's like when Joseph Gordon-Levitt was killed in that. Yeah, the dream started falling apart.
Wait a minute. No, because it wasn't his dream that they.
Yeah,
were...
he was the dreamer in that second level dream.
Oh.
And then he died, and then everything started going nuts. The dream's collapsing, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, I don't remember the exact argument because I read this shortly after the movie came out, but the idea was because they were so many levels deep, they were three levels deep, or if it's in Mal's dream, four levels, or in his wife's dream, four levels deep, when she died in that dream level, it took so long for everything to actually occur that it fell apart that that's why they had so much time. I don't know.
Huh. I think it's could
there's a
work,
lot
but...
of different theories with that movie.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about Inception, but that's also the problem with it is that we usually end up talking about it too long.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a very good movie. It's one of my favorite movies, period.
Yeah, I know, but it's 2001. I can't latch onto it.
Yeah,
maybe I need to watch it at not 2 a.m.
Yeah, agreed.
Just any time other than that.
I had the same problem.
I know. It's a very big... But and then we watched Clockwork Orange. That's another Kubrick movie.
That was
movie.
Interesting.
And I like got that one,
yeah.
You know, because that... It had a line to it.
Right,
you know?
And I understood the questions we were supposed to be asking ourselves is this moral?
Yeah.
And can you really change people?
I know. But 2001 has just, like, nothing like that. And then
you go to The Shining, which is another really interesting one.
Love The Shining.
Yes, very good.
Need to watch it. Need to watch it more, though.
Mm-hmm. Was, you know, I think one of the big questions was, what the heck just happened? Because it's especially with that end picture, which not going to give any spoilers because you got to see it.
Is it? Are we really
okay?
Like giving out a spoiler warning for The Shining?
Okay,
how old
Statue
is
Limitations
that?
Is up. It's 1980, I think. So yeah, Statue Limitations is up. So yeah, there's
up.
The picture of you know
1980.
Yeah, so it was you're like right. What 1927 or something. That photo took place and it had Jack
something
Nicholson
like
right in the middle of this big New Year's party.
Yeah,
or Christmas party.
The community did an homage to that. It was really great. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I showed you that, but everybody still needs to go watch Community.
Yeah.
And everyone still needs to watch Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Oh, I recommend it highly. You may not want to start with Community immediately because they're up to five seasons now and it might take a really long time to get caught up on. But Rick and Morty only has 9 episodes. So that's really easy to
But some
jump
people
on
hate
one.
Just watching one episode and having to wait a week to watch the next episode. So they want to be able to marathon through everything because I'm that way. I hate watching a show and waiting a week to watch the next episode.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, but you don't go back to the older ones. If you're completely caught up on everything, which I'm still not. I still need to catch up on True Detective. You just go back and watch the old ones?
Not usually, no.
No?
Especially with shows like Breaking Bad.
Yeah?
Like the last
My dad's rewatching it right now.
No, I've thought about rewatching it now that all of it's up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hated watching that last 8 in some parts because, you know, I watch it and then, of course, in Breaking Bad style, it always ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And so you have to wait a week.
You've trapped yourself into watching it again. You put yourself into Breaking Bad limbo is what you've done.
Pretty much.
Fun.
I'm like, I need to watch the next episode now.
No, you can't.
I can't watch anything more than once.
No?
No. It's just like,
not even movies?
There's already a gazillion movies I haven't seen. Why would I watch something twice? I don't know.
I mean, there is
I guess I have, but...
There's a lot of good movies out there that we haven't watched, that's for sure.
I do have the desire to keep going out and watching as much stuff as possible, but I always come back to the stuff that I like.
And sometimes you just need something familiar.
No, yeah, you really do. Like, a good movie is... pretty much like comfort food for me. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm having a crappy day, I will watch Star Wars, and I will feel better at the end. Mm-hmm. That is a fact.
Or another
Star Wars makes you happier.
Or another interesting thing with
Star Wars.
Oh, well, you're gonna have to.
Yeah, that's you're gonna have to change that.
I'm also gonna turn off your mic now. So I'm just gonna.
But then I can't talk either.
How you get booted out of a room?
Oh yeah,
but man. Yeah.
You know, like Star Wars.
Oh god, yes. I grew up on VHS copies.
Okay.
Do you still have them?
Oh yeah,
I still got mine.
Do you still have a VHS?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen
the VHS DVD combo, but you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. You can, like, burn the VHS to a DVD.
Some I don't know them, if it actually has that feature. That'd be interesting.
Some of them do that. I almost said doo-doo.
Which would have been actually still accurate. Do that.
Yeah, I know. Is it, English is so weird sometimes. Do you ever start writing a sentence and then you end up having the word that happening twice next to each other?
Sometimes.
It happens to me, and I want to change that so badly. Sometimes I feel like English is completely broken, and we should just move to another language. There's a push for people that want to make it the universal language, and that's just a horrible idea.
Well, in some ways, it kind of is.
It is the universal language?
Because
even if people... F yeah, America?
Well, no,
yeah.
Because... Well, and we're not the only ones who speak it is our native language. You know, Britain,
Canada,
Australia, Ireland.
You said that twice.
I wasn't sure if you heard me.
I did.
Okay, New Zealand.
Do they really?
I think so.
Speak native English?
I thought so.
I do not know that.
But South Africa, I think, is that and Swahili or something else.
I think they're really close to like 50% for each of those.
But I mean, the thing is, because all those countries that we listed do have substantial trade in some ways,
mm-hmm.
a lot of other countries will at least understand English even if they can't speak it.
Yeah, but they make fun of us for our English though.
Yeah,
like they look at the way that our sentence structure works and they laugh at
and
it.
And do you
so
wonder
much.
If they made, you know, English
are they laughing at us or like someone from the
they're
south?
they're laughing at like mostly the way that we talk, really. Right. They find American accents to be very silly.
Well, we kind of do the same thing about other foreign accents,
silly
too.
Flamboyant and loud.
Yeah.
Well, we do that to like French, really, but
yeah.
I mean, and German, sometimes we yell, we make it so that they're yelling all the time, but nothing
really.
Personally,
kind of are sometimes.
Nothing really beyond that, though, that I can think of. We do. And
Russians are always unhappy, so it seems like it is the stereotype accent.
The stereotype is they're unhappy?
I am not pleased.
Have you never,
in my country, this is not how we do radio.
Have you ever seen a happy Russian? I think I have.
I saw Putin smile at the Olympics. It was weird.
Doesn't count.
No.
Because, like, he...
He knew he was on camera.
He knew he was on camera, and he had just gotten his rocks off because he went and stabbed the guy who screwed up the ring at the beginning of the ceremony.
I don't think he stabbed him because that's too quick.
No? What? Too quick? Yeah, if you stab him in the right place.
He probably wanted to take his time slowly torturing the guy.
Whatever. Putin's a weird dude. And yeah. I don't like that he's going to make me have to get a new world map. Like mine's
oh, that's true.
Mine's old enough as it is because it doesn't have South Sudan on it, but now it's adding like
I still have a map from between 1920 and 1945 on my wall.
Wow, really?
I narrowed down the date to I think it's between 1927 and 1945.
Well, you know what you should do with that is you should get yourself a new world map. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but keep that one on another wall and maybe like draw out World War I and II battles or
That'd
something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't...
Because, yeah,
I'm not that big of a history buff, but I do like taking just huge pieces of paper and drawing on them. Like, I would legitimately do research to draw those things.
Right. But, yeah, so... And I've kind of narrowed down the map dates based on mostly actually African countries.
It doesn't have a date on it?
No.
Huh. Okay.
I just mostly was searching around on the internet, figuring out when certain countries became certain countries.
Okay.
So, you know, I'd look, most of it was Africa because a lot, you know, there's one huge block that's called Sahara or French Sahara.
Oh, it hasn't even been divided up yet?
No, it's so, wow. It's, and in one part it has, you know, like a district kind of dotted outline saying Libya.
Huh.
And it's like,
okay.
So.
It was like the idea of Libya happening. We might put a country here, but Six Flags is talking to us and that might happen. We really want a Six Flags, you guys. It'll be really good for continent morale.
Yeah, and it was still, that. I think, like, the Japanese Empire was still one of the tags on
In Africa?
No, on in Japan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's so I didn't think Japan had anything to do with Africa.
No, I don't think they did. But, no, it's really interesting. So I basically narrowed it down to, like, I think, like I was saying, like a 15-year span or 20-year span.
Okay. You know, that's good enough of a range. And, yeah. I don't know. I think having a World War II map would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Just having, like, charts in general.
It's interesting looking at maps that, you know, or, like, evolutions of maps, like, for World War One.
Yeah.
A map of Europe as it occurred.
Oh, man, why doesn't Google do this? They need to have maps through, like, a timeline of Google Maps, you know? So you can just have something for as, like, planet Earth, you know? Right. Like, a certain amount of time, like, maybe all the way back to before World War II, probably. And then you can just watch the formation of countries and roads happening. That would be a really cool project.
I know what they do have, which is initially I thought you were going to lead up to, that they actually do have, is their old satellite imagery. You can actually cycle back.
Yeah, it's. I wanted to be kind of like that. If they do have satellite images from those times.
Well, they don't, obviously, from World War II, because.
You know, no, but satellites. They can still. You can still, like, I don't know. They can drop some crayons and, like, slap it on there. Like, I drew Germany with a brown crayon. I don't know why, but here it is. This is what it looked like in 1940. And then you'd just be able to scroll back all through Earth's history. Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool.
That would be cool.
And I also want Google Maps for places like Alderaan and stuff, you know? Even though it doesn't exist anymore, it's still nice to have, like, a collection of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't they cater more to my nerd needs? It's gotta happen.
They're kind of nerds too, so.
Yeah, they did a couple things. Did you hear about the barrel roll that they did? You type into Google, do a barrel roll, and then the entire search page just flips around.
That's pretty hilarious.
It's pretty awesome. Which, there's a difference, but not everybody knows the difference between a barrel roll and an aileron roll.
Yeah.
There's two different kinds. People think that a barrel roll is just a plane going along and it just flips around.
Right.
But there's a couple different kinds that it can do. It can do a thing where it sort of curves up and all the way back around while flipping at the same time. Pretty sure that's actually what a barrel roll is.
Mm-hmm.
And an aileron roll is just where you're going straight forward and you flip over,
you
like Top
Gun.
You
do a 360.
Yeah, you do the Top Gun thing and then you give the Russians the bird.
Yeah. Versus, you know, a barrel roll where either you make a circle, basically.
Yeah.
Instead of rotating, you actually are making a circle.
Mm-hmm. Barrel rolls are way cooler than aileron rolls, I'll tell you what. But if you don't do an aileron in the MIP, can I say that? I don't know if I can. I told you I'm going to broadcasting school, right? It's not actually happening, but I would like it to. If you do an aileron roll, then you can give the Russians the bird. And that's like the whole point of that anyway.
Yeah.
Top Gun's underrated.
It kind of is.
Kind of?
Have you heard that they're still trying to make a sequel?
What? They need to stop now.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Hollywood, listen to me again.
Dorkheimers especially, you in your office.
You need to get me in there with Jerry Bruckheimer so I can just kick him out because I need to be the editor of Hollywood. And we can just fix all things, you know? Like, oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer? Did you watch that?
No,
Don't, because you'll hate it.
I know I will. I already know I will. That's why I didn't bother.
Michael Bay is a producer. Oh, my God.
At least he's not directing, too.
But he's a producer, so that just means he's going to take over. That's what he does.
He's going to say, no.
You're doing it all wrong. It needs more explosion babies, and he's just going
to
keep happening.
You're like, wait. No, that makes too much sense. You need to change it.
And he's bringing back Megan Fox, too. Like, I thought they had a falling out, you know?
I thought,
like,
so, too.
Like, he
maybe she just didn't want to work with Shia LaBeouf anymore.
No. Well, he's not going to... That dude's not going to do anything ever again. Are you kidding me? He pretty much...
He keeps doing little stuff, it seems like.
Is he? No, I thought he straight up said he's retiring.
Oh, did he?
And who cares about that dude anyway? Yeah. I'm not even... What I liked you in Holes, man. That's like
Lawless was pretty good, but he wasn't particularly good in that.
No,
the best part was watching Guy Pearce beat the crap out of him.
Half the time they stuffed a bunch of cotton balls in his mouth and said, "Here, go make a movie."
Yeah,
that's what they told him because he got beat up really bad, like,
which
all
was
through that.
A pretty good scene.
Yeah, it was fun. You just put that on loop over and over.
Kind of like
when Justin Bieber went on CSI that one time and he got shot.
Yeah,
and then people started looping that.
Yeah, just play that clip for 100 hours.
Yeah. People do that for fun. It's so strange, but
somebody did Nyan Cat for 100 hours. No, it's a serious YouTube video.
No, I'm sure I've seen that before. And is Nyan Cat dead?
I hope so.
I think it is. It's things like that.
I saw this one. Yeah, it was a comment for Nyan Cat 100 hours. It was more like one of the top comments. It was saying, my mom said I could watch one more YouTube video.
Oh, God. Why would you do that to yourself, really?
So that way you could stay up as late as you want.
That video will make you clinically insane, though. I don't think that's a very good trade-off. Sure, you had to stay up for the next 100 hours. Oh, wait. I should have thought about this. You would just collapse.
But no, basically, yeah, it's just an excuse to stay up for as long as you want.
Oh, no. I would not watch that video.
Will you put it on mute?
I would rather watch Gone with the Wind again, honestly.
That's a long movie.
It is a long movie. Oh, man. It's 4 hours. Not even
kidding. Lawrence of Arabia was pretty long, too.
Have you watched that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What did you think?
Overrated, in my opinion.
Yeah. Who is in it?
Peter O'Toole, I think.
Is he dead?
I know he's dead.
Okay, yeah, Lawrence of Arabia, 216
Obi-Wan Kenobi, the original Obi-Wan Kenobi's in it, too.
Ooh, Alec Guinness?
Yeah, hey. I couldn't remember his name for some reason.
I like him. He's cool. I wish he was still alive, but whatever. Man, I'm not going to watch Lawrence of Arabia.
It was a really, really long movie, and it really wasn't that good.
No, not worth it at all.
I mean, it literally was two discs, and it had intermission.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I saw something. I watched a movie the other day. It was a documentary. It was called Google and the World Brain. If you want to question what it means to be human, go ahead and watch that. But there was a guy in there. He looked like what would happen if Tom Hanks worked for Google. He looked exactly like Tom Hanks, except he was completely bald and he had like quarter-inch thick glasses, and he was talking about their Google Books project for like 5 minutes straight.
Nice.
He looked exactly like him. It was so glorious. If for nothing else, watch it for that, because I swear it was Tom Hanks. Like, they just needed
filler.
Maybe they
paid Tom Hanks.
What's it called again?
Google and the World Brain. It's a documentary about Google's Google Books project. It kind of goes along the idea, H.G. Wells had the idea about the world brain, which is one location that holds all human knowledge.
So basically the internet.
No, it's not really the internet, because the internet doesn't have all human knowledge yet. You still got to scan all the books in that were ever
made. I mean, but basically what the internet could theoretically become.
Yeah. And you know what? I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
People are freaking out about, like, oh, no, it's going to be Skynet. It's not going to be Skynet. Just everything's going to be in one place, and you can go get it, like, for free.
Why just because it knows everything or has all the information doesn't mean it has access to it or it wants to learn it. It's not sentient.
No, it's not going to come back and be like, ah, destroy everything. Which, if computers do become alive, I don't think they would attack us, really.
No, it'd be more like the Matrix. They'd use us for energy.
Oh, well, that's not... I wanted it to be a little more cheerful than that. Can't there be a bright side to computers?
Well, yeah, initially it is, but eventually it's going to turn out bad.
I don't know, man.
Because eventually robots are going to outnumber humans because they're going to be able to produce them a lot faster. They're not going to have any morality issues of overpopulation.
Why can't they just
be able to be perfect?
Boo, perfection. Nobody's perfect, robots. I mean, we learned that a long time ago. That's why we wanted to create robots to do our jobs for us. And even then, they aren't going to do it perfectly. Silly robots. Yeah. They don't know how to do it.
Interesting thing that I saw a couple actually yesterday. Yep. Just reminded me of it. We got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
It was something they just released. I think it was in Denmark. A month ago, they did this operation, and they're just now releasing it. Basically, they replaced like most or half of a woman's skull with a 3D printed skull.
Oh, that was so cool.
That was. And no rejection issues at all.
I know. And you could see her brain. Because
they hadn't put the skin back on, but...
But you could see her brain when you take her scalp off. So that's kind of, that's cool. Yeah, no,
I saw it. I was like, that is cool.
So for those of you who don't know, what was happening was the lady had a disease where her skull was kept growing thicker and thicker.
In both directions.
Yeah, and it kept like squishing her brain. So they just replaced her entire skull with a piece of plastic. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me want a 3D printer even more.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're I'm not going to replace my own skull or anything. No. But I'll at least make like... A Millennium Falcon or something. I'm sure somebody's made that schematic already.
Oh, yeah.
And I could just print that off.
Yeah. Be but, awesome. Or 3D print a car or something like that.
Well, I would be downloading a car then. Yeah, and then exactly. I would feel you very fulfilled. You need
635 terabytes, though.
What? Wait. Oh, an entire car? I thought you meant like a Hot Wheels car.
No, I'm talking like a full car.
Is there
car.
A schematic for that?
I don't know. Probably. Oh, wow.
That would be amazing.
But I do want that. It's just I thought that was so cool that they. But the thing is, it took them a month to before they came out with it because I guess they wanted to figure out. Okay, is there going to be any problems? Or because they don't want to come out. Oh my gosh, we replaced this woman's skull with 3D printed one, and then a week later, oh yeah, it's implant versus host.
Yeah, if we gave you this new skull, right? But here's the thing: you can't tell anybody because
she was probably still in the hospital. She just probably didn't have Twitter access.
Oh, they just keep her there. You can have Twitter access in a hospital.
Not if you don't have any sort of electronic devices.
OMG, just got a new skull. Hashtag brains. I would totally do that. Come on.
If they let you have your phone.
And
it would be, and it would be in Danish.
It's not like they're putting an embargo against her. They just have to ask nicely. And she'd be all like, oh, I promise. Because she probably understands that there's a
risk.
She
probably had to sign a waiver that said if she tells anybody about it, they take it back.
No. We're going to come to your house, and we're going to take your skull away from you.
No, basically,
just deal with that.
She's obviously
lady.
Still in the hospital. So, yeah, if you're like, if you tweet about this, we're just taking it out and putting your old one back.
That was probably a smart idea for them to wait, though, because
it could have been horrible.
It could have just fallen the hell off.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. That would have
apparently
been really sucky.
If they make it somewhat textured on the outside surface, skin will actually regrow over the top of it.
What?
Yeah. So she could theoretically have her skin all grow back and possibly even hair, and she'd look perfectly normal and have a 3D printed skull.
Guys, don't you love living in the future?
I know.
But why do hoverboards still have to be a hoax?
Yeah. How can we replace your skull, but we can't make a hoverboard?
So silly. By the way, this is your once per episode reminder that hoverboards are coming September 2015. We got to do that once every couple of things. Go ahead and subscribe to us on iTunes or RSS. There's links over at tgifradio.com. I did something. I bought tgifradio.com. Oh, I should have told this story. I'll do it next time. If I remember, but go to tgifradio.com. That works. It goes to the same website. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/tgifradio. We're also tgifradio on Twitter. Email us because you're not, and we want you to, at tgifradioshow@gmail.com. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in. Anything you want to say before
you
guys. Yeah, no problem. Anything you want to say before we shut this down?
I guess shout out to the people in the bookie listening.
Yes, thank
and
you,
the
bookie.
The bookie guy.
I hope you like us as much as Kevin does. Anything for you?
No, please. Everybody, don't just start randomly replacing body parts with 3D printed parts unnecessarily.
Just give it time to develop. All right, party on, everyone. We'll be back next week.